Okay, all right.
There's nuts out there.
Oh, crazy. Got like 10 guys, 10 forwards.
All right, thanks, guys. And Logan, I'm just going to start with this. It feels like every single thing was put to the test here tonight for you guys. Your take on that?
Yeah, just like you said, I think I totally agree with that. I mean, you know, you get a guy like Hates down, and then Michele, two guys that have, you know, been a big force for our team throughout the season. And, you know, we showed again resiliency, and, you know, our guys didn't think a thing of it. We stayed with it. You know, it was next man up mentality, and we proved that tonight.
First thing, though, comes to my mind is Columbus. This is a desperate hockey team. They've lost six games in a row, and it's a one-shot game for them. Could you feel their confidence building?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely when they get that second one there, and you know, they had a good push there, and, but you know, we stayed with it. You know, we stuck to our game plan, shut it down, and you know, a lot of our D played a heck of a game too. You know, put a lot of pressure on their forwards there towards the end, and you know, we got the win.
Protecting the lead has been the story. You didn't just protect it; you added to it, and then you had to hold it at the end. So, what was it like on the bench, and as that game moved along, as you guys are obviously acutely aware of this, it's part of your maturation?
Yeah, I mean, I think just, you know, a lot of positive, you know, guys being positive on the bench. That's a big thing. No one got down, you know, because like I said, when you get guys going down, things get crazy, and which it did, but like I said, we kind of just stayed with it, stayed positive. You know, we kind of knew we were going to win that whole time. Not for a doubt that we thought we were going to lose that one, especially with those two guys out.
Before I let you go, I'll ask about the goal. I love what Tyson said about it, that you moved downhill towards the net. Can you break that play down?
Yeah, for sure. It's a play that, you know, I've been working on a lot in practice, is being more of a shooter on that side and getting pucks to the net. So, you know, I kind of just felt like I was in the right position to, you know, get a quality shot there. And it was a heck of a screen by Kerfoot, too. And, you know, if he's not screened, that doesn't go in. So, you know, it was a solid play by the power play, and, you know, happy to get that one.
I lied. One more. Walk through this with me. I know you guys feel like you left a point on the ice in St. Louis. Huge comeback Saturday in Nashville. We all know what happened in Dallas, but you did get a point. Look what happened here tonight. We're still out on the road. There's one more huge game to turn this into a great road trip, isn't there?
Yeah, for sure. You know, like you said, there's been a lot of ups and downs, but, you know, that's part of hockey. There's going to be those. And, you know, going to Winnipeg, they're a heck of a hockey team, big, heavy. So, you know, we're going to enjoy the day off, rest a little bit, and be ready to go.
Did you get a day off out of this?
I hope.
Okay, we'll
maybe,
work on that.
Probably not. Okay, probably practice.
Okay, good luck with it.
Thank you.
All right, Tyson, I was working it. It's an optional for the veteran broadcasters.